You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
What is happening? It's the Nintendo PowerCast bonus episode. We're going to be talking all about the Super Mario Brothers movie poster and some of the Easter eggs that are hidden within this thing. I do want to invite you to the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. And if you would like to get these shows with no ads, you can head on over to patreon.com/NintendoPowerCast. So, jumping right into this movie poster. Now, if you're watching the video, you can see I have the poster up. You can see some of the artwork. I will change the screen here. You can see everything. There is some really, really cool stuff in this poster. One of the things that I have to say I love the most about it is they are leaning in to not only multiple art styles, but it seems to be that they kind of are leaning into past games as well. We can see Peach's castle from Mario 64 at the very top of the screen. Mario's staring up at it. There's all kinds of cool like worlds and levels that look very similar to the stuff we were seeing in Odyssey and even possibly Galaxy. What I'm digging the most, because you know how I love these retro games, is there's antiques. And within the antiques, there's music boxes, P-switches, the chests from Mario 3. You can even see it on the right-hand side of the page. The store has the chest from Mario 3. If you beat like the hammer bro or the boomerang bro, whatever, you unlock one of these chests. They're in this movie poster. There's also the keys from when you would beat one of the Koopa kids, and there's a Yoshi egg. So many cool throwbacks. So I do want to know, if you're watching this on YouTube, let me know in the comments, what did you find? All right. What did you find that I may have missed? Now, right off the bat, you're going to see that Mario's shoes and his denim are looking really, really good. Like, they're looking really good. Let's see. I'm going to try to zoom in a little bit if I can. And see if I can't move this around a little bit. It doesn't look, here we go. So looking at his shoes, they're looking good. The denim looks really cool. The internet's having a heyday with his backside. Like maybe Mario needs to do some squats, which I thought was pretty hilarious. Looking right here, there's toads everywhere. Okay. And right off the bat, it's looking like we're seeing a cat, like Captain Toad. Now, missing the hat, but definitely has a bag that's full of items that are ready for adventure. Now, let's go down Speculation Town for a little bit. A little down Speculation Road, if you will. Based on the fact that he's talking to Mario and looks like he may be adventuring with Mario. He's got the red dots on his hat. I'm under the assumption that this Toad will be with Mario for a good portion of the movie or even most of the movie. I don't know. Let me know your thoughts, of course, in the comments, but he's got some, I'm going to zoom in a little bit further here and you're going to be able to see he's got some badges here, and there's an upside down pyramid. There's what looks like Peach's castle. And he looks like he's been out on an adventure or he's getting ready for one. Now, if you look closely, it seems to be that the toads that are walking around or wandering around up here might be in a little bit of trouble. Okay, you can see they're jumping between the donut blocks right there, which again, another great callback. What are they doing up over here? Like there's a lot of questions. It looks like there's one getting ready to hit a question mark block, and they're jumping and adventuring, but they don't have the bag from what we can tell that Captain Toad, if that's Captain Toad, or maybe it's just the Toad. Maybe it's just the Toad that we've been seeing since Super Mario Brothers. It says, thank you, Mario, but your princess is in another castle. That may be the case. Now on the other side of Mario here, we've got some very familiar enemies to the Mario series. We've got Cheep Cheeps in the bag, almost like they're goldfish, you know, getting ready to take home and put them in the fish tank. We got some fruit on the sign. There's a couple toads up there in the corner. There's a toad just kind of chilling and hanging. Like, it looks like he's punching that block. Honestly, it looks like a coin is coming out of it, and he's jumping up and punching that block, which is great. How much of that are we going to see in this movie? Who knows? The you had another toad just walking here, and he's carrying coins, and that other toad is punching coins.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And what's interesting is all the toads on the ground, there's a blue one, there's yellow, purple, green, but it kind of looks like the majority of the toads up on this, in this, this level, if you will, have the red and white hats. So I'm curious about that. Again, we're taking a look at the chest from Mario 3. You can see it right here in the video. So many more classic Mario enemies from, you know, there's definitely some stuff going on that's underground here or underwater here. You've got food for sale, muffins and pies, and there's even a barrel which has a POW on it. Again, that's Mario 2, Mario 3 reference there, even going all the way back to the original Mario Bros. I'm not talking Super Mario Brothers. I'm talking Mario Brothers, like the arcade game. So tons and tons of references here. There's pipes going everywhere, mushroom houses. Like there's so much happening on this poster. And even taking a look at like Mario's hat, like you can see the stitches. It's got the crease. His gloves are looking fantastic. His hair looks cool. Like, this has me a little more excited about this movie than what I was into. Like, I don't know about you guys, but when you think about a Mario movie, what do you think about? Like, what kind of adventure is he going to go on? You know, I think a lot of us that have grown up with Mario Brothers for a very long time, we can look back on like the past, the cartoons and the live action show and the live action movie. And it didn't seem like a lot of it was handled very well. And now we have this poster that looks like they are taking this very serious. They are leaning into the fact that Mario has been around for a very long time, and that a lot of us are going to notice, you know, the attention to detail, the antiques, and how, you know, again, if you look at the way the word antique is written, it looks like it's 8-bit. And I love that. I love that they're leaning into what this is. It makes me wonder, could there be time travel in this movie? Could it be the kind of thing where we get to see Mario go all the way back and become 8-bit? Does he evolve over time? Like, how does this movie play out? Is it going to be a bunch of potential short stories of Mario rescuing Peach? So many questions. We are going to find out more. We are going to find out more this Thursday. There is a direct happening, and I want to pull the details up so that I have all of the details here. But we are getting a direct for the Super Mario Brothers movie. Let's see here. Here we go. The special direct. I'm just getting all the details for you. Tweet came from Nintendo this morning. It says, tune in at 1:05 Pacific Standard Time for the on 10/6 for Nintendo Direct, the Super Mario Brothers movie presentation introducing the world premiere trailer of the upcoming film. No game information will be featured. So due to scheduling, I'm going to be at TwitchCon. We're not going to be able to do an NPC together on Thursday to be able to talk about this. I will try to record something from my room on Thursday. I'm staying with my brother down in Southern California. So I will be able to give some impressions and talk about the trailer and this direct. I'm really excited. I feel like this movie poster really, really kind of just gives me hope, right? After we saw what happened with, like, remember when Sonic was first introduced and what that looked like, I'm pretty excited for what we might see in this movie and in this direct coming up. That's all about it. And I love that Nintendo is venturing beyond just gaming, right? We're seeing Legos, Hot Wheels, and now a movie. So let me know your thoughts. Are you excited about this? If you're watching this on YouTube, let me know your thoughts in the comments. If you're in the Discord, let me know your thoughts there. What do you think of this poster? Are you excited? I know I am. Thank you guys so much for watching, for listening. You are the best, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye, everybody. Thank you.